1, begin transmission.
And my name's Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, which starts right now because it's 1930 UTC. What are we going to do today? Well, technically speaking, it is Independence Day, the 4th of July, probably my favorite holiday. So what are we going to do? I don't know. I just don't know. Yeah, now I know what you're thinking, and you're thinking, but Tobe, it's the 4th of July. Shouldn't you be doing something with black powder? Well, yeah, obviously we're going to do something with black powder. I just don't know what we're going to do. What are we going? Oh, you know what? I do know something we can do. Let's leave this studio and go into the other room. And into the basement, etc. So, leave the studio here. And yesterday or the day before, I finished the last pill in a bottle, and I saved the bottle. Where'd I put it? Right here. So here we've got an empty pill bottle. The whole, you know, childproof lid kind. Let me check the score of the game here. Yep, still 0-0. They're about 25 minutes into it. Good enough. And now, we'll go down into the basement. Where the air conditioner is churning away. Turn on the light. And we come over here. Alright, so the first thing we need to do is drill a hole in this cap so we can put a fuse in it. So we plug in the old drill here, and we'll put this stuff down, and, oh, hey, I didn't know I had an extra one of these. No, oh, good to know. All right. Got me a drill. Let's drill a hole. Just like that, and we're done. So, the next thing we do is what? Well, we walk over here to where we keep the black powder. Alright, so we got a lid, we got a bottle, and we need something to cut a fuse with, so I'll grab my little clipperty dippers here. And grab the bag of Visco, and we're gonna cut off about 15 centimeters of the skinny Visco. Put the clippers back where they go, over here on the table, and then let's put that fuse right here for right now. And now it's black powder time. So we take the lid off the black powder can here. And now we pour approximately 1 teaspoon of black powder into the bottle. There we go. That's not quite a teaspoon. Let's add a little tiny bit more. There we go. That's about a teaspoon, or about 2 grams by weight, or thereabouts. Put the lid back on the powder. The lid is back on the powder. We grab the bottle and the fuse and the lid, and we're going to go back upstairs. Let's see. Now what do we do? Maybe we should add some stuff. Out of the basement we go, turn the light off, and we'll go into the other room. where we will add more things to our little bottle of black powder. Ooh, Arturo Vidal almost scored a goal. So I've got a couple of reports here. I've got four. And we're going to just, how long are these? Just right. We're going to put these fused down in the bottle so that the fuses are in the black powder. Just like that. Set that down in there. And then we take the fuse and also stick that in there. Make sure that it is down there in the powder. Just like that. Now here's where it gets a little bit weird. There's a lot of air space in this container still, in this pill bottle. And I want to fill that up just so I can create a little bit more compression. So I've got a little bit of kitty litter, which is wheat. You can use bentonite or whatever. And I'm going to pour a little bit onto this piece of paper so I can funnel it down into this bottle. That's probably just the right amount. And now, using this piece of paper, I'm going to fold it up here a little bit and pour the kitty litter into the bottle. Do, do, do. Just like that. And I'm going to press it down, pack it down a little bit with my finger. And that's going to make a little bit more air space. So I'm going to add a little bit more. My cat is now approaching. She's wondering what the heck is going on. And she's got to sniff it. And she says, why are you playing with my kitty poop sand? I said, yeah, we got to play with your kitty wheats. And now she's less interested. And she's wandering off. I'm going to top this bottle off a little bit more with a little tiny touch more. There. We're good to go. Now, the tricky part is we need to now thread the cap onto the fuse, bring the cap down onto the bottle, just like that, and there. Close it up. There we go. Now we have a fun little thing to play with. Won't this be fun? Yes, yes it will. So I'll put that piece of paper back over there, and all right, I think we're pretty much good to go. And now we're going to go back upstairs into the kitchen, because I just remembered something else. Don't I have another one of these laying around somewhere up here? I think I do. Yeah, see, here's a whole bunch of other little pill bottles that I have saved. Yes. And look at here. Here's a little pill bottle. This is one of my enzyme bottles that has a fuse sticking out the cap. And I've written something on the side. Reports. Okay. Good to know. We're going to take that outside with us, too. Are there any others? No. Just a lot of empty little pill bottles. Some Pyrodex slugs, and some flying fish that we don't really need right now. Okay, that's cool too. And it occurs to me, you know, if we're going to go outside and light some things, maybe we should grab some more stuff. So, I'm going back into the basement, and we're going to go over to the fireworks storage area. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. And I think we'll grab, hey, why are these loose? This is weird. This is really weird. What's going on here? I'm gonna grab a dozen bottle rockets. And what else do we need? How about some crackle bombs? Crackle bombs are always fun. And what else do we need? Oh, we might as well grab a pack or two of firecrackers. Some inch and a halfers. That's always fun. I'll throw these in my pocket. There we go. And we go back up the stairs, out of the basement, back up these stairs, and we'll go into the kitchen as I open up this package of bottle rockets that doesn't want to open. Come on. Open up, Mr. Bottle Rockets. Why is this so difficult today? There we go. That's more like it. These also go in my pocket. Now I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, Tobe, don't those warning labels on those fireworks say do not place these in your pocket? Well, yeah, I'm sure they do. But come on. Who are we talking about here? All right, so we're going to grab a punk and we'll light it on the old stove here. Do-do-do-do-do. Just like that. Yes, I hear you. The cat knows that I'm doing something that's going to require me to go outside. So we're going to grab our pill bottles. And instead of going out the back door, we're going to go out the garage. Do-do-do-do-do-do. Oh, I do love Independence Day. Putting on my shoes. Open the door. Close the door. Open the garage. And we'll walk around into the backyard here. That'll be fun. This way my cat doesn't know where we are and won't get on my case like a kitty. Yang, 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 yanging all over me. And here we are in my lovely backyard. It's a little windy, so I apologize for any wind noise. And we're gonna go up the steps onto my deck. Oh, it is a bit warm. I'm going to put this punk here. What was that? There's some bird noises in the bushes over here. Birdie, birdie, birdies. Honk, 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 honk. Take out the bottle rockets. Ha, ha, ha. And we are ready to rock. Let's put some bottle rockets on the tube, the launch tube. Do, 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 do. That's fun. Now let's light the fuses of these bottle rockets. There's one. There's two. Here we go. Whoosh, whoosh. Pack, pack. And those are nice and loud. Yeah. I love bottle rockets. Let's do another one. Come on. Oh, the stupid punk. Or a camel poop stick. It's lit. It's launched. It's blown up. Isn't that fun? Yes. Yes, it is. It's fun for me because I love bottle rockets. I love all kinds of rockets. I like rockets. Let's load up two. And we'll do two at a time. Lighting one. Lighting the second one. Two. Here we go. Whoosh, whoosh. Oh, that one blew up right on the pipe. Oh. Ugh. And I inhaled some smoke. But that's okay. Because I do love fireworks smoke. Here's Crackle Bomb. Let's light a Crackle Bomb. Throw it down there in my yard. Crackly. So crackly. Let's light another one. Let's light another one. Two in my yard at once. Crackly, crackly, crackly. Oh, my lawn's a little dry, so the grass is getting nice and charred. Maybe I should be lighting these on the concrete instead. So we'll light one, throw it down onto the patio. We'll light another one, throw it down on the patio. And we'll light another one. Throw it down on the patio. Wow, that one was kind of wiggy. I liked it. But I don't think they all went off. So let's light a bottle rocket instead. Bottle rockets, they're so fun. They're good to be launching for everyone. Buy your kids some bottle rockets today. Woohoo! It's true that I am a fireworks advocate. What's funner than fireworks? Not a lot of stuff. At least not a lot of stuff that kids can do. So we're going to do two here. One, two, let's rock. Kaboom! Oh yes, and the paper's raining back down on me. That's always fun. So let's put a couple more in the tube. Yeah, I was going to make a new bottle rocket launching station for this year, but I'd never got around to it. So here we go with two more bottle rockets. One, two. Pack, pack. Love that smell. Love that fireworksy smell. All right, last two bottle rockets are going in the tube. Lighting one, lighting the second one. Whoosh, whoosh. Bang, bang. And out go the lights. And now it's time for some firecrackers. So let me put this punk down real quick. Let's unwrap some firecrackers. Alrighty. Here we go. I've got me a string of 16 inch and a half black cat firecrackers. I'm going to throw them down onto my patio. The string is lit. It is on the patio. Here we go. Ah, those are nice. Nice and loud. Good reports. Let's do the second string. It's lit. It's on the patio. Oh, that's so fun. And I just noticed that my piece of plywood that I use for a backstop for something else has fallen over in the wind. So let's go down here. And number one, here's that crackle ball that went out. So let's relight the crackle ball. Put that down here on the pavement. Whoosh-a-whoosh-a-woo, isn't that fun? I'm just going to walk over here and make sure that this piece of plywood is somewhere where it won't fall down, like over here. That's good. Okay. So the next thing we're going to do is go back over here to the patio. And we're going to light one of our pill bottle toys. This is not the one we just made. This is the one that was in my kitchen. So putting that down on the ground and I'm lighting the fuse. There it goes. We're going to take a few steps back here. And we're going to watch it. What's it going to do? It's going to go boom. Crackle, crackle, crackle. Well, it went boom, but it didn't go crackle, crackle, crackle. The reports didn't go off. The bottle got blown over here. Oh, and the side is just gone. Oh, and there's hot glue on it that melted due to the explosion. Now I got hot glue on my fingers. Oh, but look at this. Here, I think, is one of the reports that it kicked out without igniting it. So we're going to light it, throw it over there. Nice. Here's another one. We're going to light it, throw it over there. And it just fizzled out. Here's another one of the reports that was supposed to go off but didn't. We're going to light it, throw it over there. Kaboom!
I'm looking around for more reports that have not gone off. I do not see any. So, the only thing left to do now is to light the pill bottle thingy that we just made. Placing it on the ground. I'm going to put it over here, I think. We're going to put it right here. We're going to light the fuse. It's lit. You can hear it. Listen to that baby burn. Now we're going to get away. Got about 4 more seconds before it goes off. And here we go. Well, oh, it blew the top off. And I didn't hear any of the reports go off. I didn't hear, there was 4 reports. Oh yeah, and the lid is blown to crap. Can't use that again. I'm looking around for the reports that were supposed to go, but is this one? No. Oh, it just blew everything straight up into the air like a little mortar. It went foom. You heard it. Wait, what's this over here? This is a report. I'm going to put this right here and light the little fuse. Here we go. Krabang! Oh, I'm glancing around looking for more UXO. Or, as we said as children, UXB. When I was a kid, we learned UXB for unexploded bomb. Nowadays, everybody likes to say UXO for unexploded ordnance. But I do not see any more UXO laying around. So I'm going to put out this punk because we don't need it anymore. I'm going to put it right here with this other one. All right, I should probably grab these burnt up, shattered plastic bottles. Hey, here's the other piece of the wooden shot from yesterday. Nice. Gonna put that with the other piece right there. That's always fun. Okay, so back into the house we go. And now I know what some of you are thinking. You're thinking, well, Tobe, that's all you're gonna do? You're not gonna get out the cannon and give us any cannon action? Hey, there's a bumblebee on my catnip plant. All right. Oh, better check the mailbox while we're here. Any mail? Nope. No mail. Maybe the mailman hasn't come yet. You never know with the new mailman. All right, so we're gonna throw the plastic bottles into the recycling bin and walk back into my house. Oh, it's nice and cool in here. So lovely. Yeah, I think we're going to have to do it. I think we're going to have to get out the half pounder. I mean, come on. Who doesn't love the half pounder? So into the basement we go. And as I walk by the table, I'll grab the fuse snippers. And we'll reach into the bag of Visco. And wait, where's the end? There it is. Snip off a 10 centimeter piece. That's good. Put the little clippers back on the table. And then we'll take the old half pounder down off the shelf here. And we will insert the fuse into the touch hole just like that. So convenient. And then we remove the cap from the 2FG black powder bottle. And now I will pour a small measure of black powder into the muzzle of the half pounder. Going for about 2 teaspoons there. Right about there is good. And we We put the lid back on the powder. Don't leave your powder bottles open, kids. That's not smart. So we're gonna grab a shot here. Got the shot. Gonna grab a patch here. Come on. Just need one, not five. There we go. There we go. And we wrap the patch around the shot. Shove the shot into the barrel. There we go. Now we need to ram it down. But I left the ramrod upstairs. It's in the studio, strangely enough. So out of the basement we go. There's my kitty sitting on the stairs. Hi, baby. And we go into the studio, grab the ramrod. And push the shot all the way down so it's nested up against the powder. There, I think that's good. And now I feel stupid for putting out that punk, because now we need to get another one. Grab one out of the... Oops, I dropped it. The can of punks that sits here in my kitchen, right next to my can of rockets. My stove doesn't want to light. Come on. Come on. Give me some damn fire. There it is. So we light the punk up. Good to go. And then we walk back downstairs. Gotta put my shoes back on. Then we need to go back out into the backyard. So, shoes on, door open, in the garage, and now we're back outside again, walking around the side of my house into my backyard. My neighbor is vacuuming out his car, and here we are, back in the trusty, safe backyard. We don't have anything to shoot at today. That's okay. So I'm just gonna put the cannon down here on its mounting blocks. Move these blocks so it won't move. Then we put the recoil block in place. And we're pretty much ready to go. An airplane is flying over. We'll wait for... make sure everything is clear. Well, here's a little something we could shoot at. Here's a piece of plastic that is part of the bucket that is my bottle rocket launching station. I'm going to put this about a meter out here in front of our little cannon. And I think we're ready to go. So I'm going to walk over here, touch the punk to the fuse. It's lit. Listen. Now we got to get out of the way. We'll take a few steps back. Get ready for the boom. Holy crap. Okay. I just broke the concrete block that was our recoil block. It's broken into 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 pieces. The piece of plastic that we shot at just shattered. Pieces everywhere. That was a good one. And as much as I'd love to do some more for you, it's time for me to go. I've run out of time. You've been listening to the Dubious Black Powder Committee, a show that airs every day, but I'm out of here. Bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
Hello, this is DJ Kumata. Welcome to my own.